Good afternoon. Here is the regional news with Kelly Eben. First, the top stories. Parents are advised to closely monitor their offspring as they go about hawking various items during the long holiday. In the course of this newscast, we shall be taking you to the West Region, precisely in Baku Subdivision, to discover a spiritual and tourist destination known as Mount Leah. Stay tuned. Some children in Bamenda have devoted the long holiday to hawk various items in a bid to assist their parents purchase some of their needs when schools resume. However, most parents opine that the phenomenon could expose children to risky situations or environments, and they are suggesting that these children should be followed up closely if at all they have to hawk on the streets. Fela Kezia Fonja reports for the regional news from CRTV Northwest in Bamenda.
The usual practice of children hawking items on streets during the holiday can depend on the financial challenges a given family is experiencing, according to Michael Ng.
In my opinion, I feel like it has to all depend on the conditions at home, because sometimes conditions are not favorable and children have to help the parents to actually get school materials.
The children intend to assist their parents from the earnings made on a daily basis.
I help my parents because at times my mother finds difficulties in paying my school fees. That's why I need to help her. And when I go to the market, she always tells me the rules that I need to follow. That is like this. There are certain people in the market that you don't need to give money to, or you don't need to buy things from them, because not everybody is who you think outside there, because there are people out there who will come to you as if they want help. In order for them to get you, like, they will ask you that if you follow them, let them get change. They can easily kidnap you, or they can sell you, like the way they do human trafficking.
Holidays are periods when most children always love to assist their parents. Hawking most especially can be one of the activities which I would say are profitable, but again, parents need to be on the lookout on the age range of children whom they send to hawk, because children between the ages of 9 and 13, from my perspective, should not be allowed to hawk, because one, they can get kidnapped, they can get missing, and depending on the item they are hawking, they can be liable to rape, kidnapping, and even cheating.
To others, if the parents can watch their children carefully or let them assist in their own small-scale businesses, it will be preferable.
If the child helps the parent, let's say at a business place, that's preferable. Like, so I feel like holiday is a time for children to actually rest. But if it's in a situation where the family is actually facing some financial constraints, it's advisable for the children, maybe help them in their business places to sell.
Child protection experts insist that despite economic discrepancies and hardship, children still need to be protected and safeguarded from existing societal ills. For the regional news in Bamenda, I am Fela Kezia Fonja.
The long holiday period is also characterized by lengthy hours of screen time for kids who stay glued to the television, as well as other technological objects like phones and computers. But how do parents manage screen time for their offspring, and what are some of the effects of excess screen time? Cynthia Etim went investigating and compiled this report for the regional news.
9 a.m. this Wednesday in a home at Bepanda Omnispor, 6-year-old Leticia is glued to the TV set singing a longer favorite cartoon song. Holiday being a free time for kids, screen time is often heightened. Managing this period is necessary. Frederick and Elizabeth are parents.
Monday to Friday during school period, no TV. Saturdays and Sundays, TV. Now it's holidays, so it's a bit lax. You can watch TV every day, but you have time to watch TV. What they watch actually is cartoon.
During these holidays, it's not that easy to deprive them from watching the TV since they don't go anywhere. By noon, she start watching cartoons for about 2 hours.
To eye specialists, excess screen time for children will at the long run produce adverse effects. Dr. Joyce Tekom is an ophthalmologist.
The more they spend time focusing on the near object, it can lead to an elongation of their eyeballs, and so increases nearsightedness. And this is what is usually known as myopia. The digital eye strain that can also affect the eyes of most people who use all these digital instruments, and this leads to things like eye pain, eye strain, eye fatigue. And that's why you see at the end of the day, most of the children complaining of poor head and neck postures, headaches and the rest. Currently, there is an ongoing myopic pandemic in the world whereby about more than 28% of the world's population currently is suffering from this problem of myopia.
To avoid these dangers, ophthalmologists warn that parents should considerably reduce the time their children spend on digital objects. And the time is now. Cynthia Etim reporting for the regional news in Douala.
We move over to the southwest region where gardening, which was once a lifestyle for many families who preferred to grow some of their favorite crops in their backyards, is set to be on a decline as most households purchase every food items from the market. While many blame this on modernity, there are a few in Boya who still indulge in urban gardening, not just for feeding, but equally as a source of income. Ngo Baleba Sophia caught up with a researcher, Dr. Mrs. Jukem Jetro Kengafa, who has been cultivating mushroom for about 5 years. Her report.
Mushrooms, which are usually cultivated above the ground or on the soil, are said to be of different shapes, sizes, and colors. But very few people are involved in mushroom planting in the southwest. Dr. Njukeng Jetro Kengafak is a researcher who ventured into mushroom farming about 5 years ago.
During the COVID-19 long break, when we were forced to stay home, I had to occupy myself with something that I'll be able to do at home. I decided to do a training, reading books first, then I did a physical training with somebody who was based in Buddha to produce mushrooms, and I started the business. Up till now, I'm still producing.
She adds that the cultivation of mushroom is void of challenges.
The very first challenge is having the mushroom seeds. But since we are not really established, it needs some more well-established facility to produce the seeds. So I used to get the seeds out of the region, which is a challenge because you need to order transport, and at times you order, they don't arrive on time. So that's the first challenge. Then another challenge is climate change, the weather. Namely, we need very humid conditions for mushroom cultivation, especially as we are relying on natural environment. When we have this long dry season, it affects production, which means you have to do extra efforts.
The mushroom business, according to Dr. Njukeng, is lucrative.
Mushroom is something that people are asking. I'm not even able to meet the demand. It's very, very lucrative. If you have mushrooms, I bet you people will call your phone and say you will not be able to satisfy the market. First, mushrooms are very healthy. Everybody wants to eat mushrooms.
Dr. Njukeng has, however, encouraged youths in the southwest region to engage in mushroom cultivation that will help them generate income to improve on their livelihood. Ngo Baleba Sophia Ibe reporting for the regional news in Boya.
We stay in Boya, where it has been observed that the hygienic condition of some corn and plum vendors in Boya is a cause for concern. This is because some consumers insist on touching and choosing what they want to buy. Our reporter Marie-Claire Iwane talked to some corn and plum vendors and their consumers. She put together this report.
In Boya, the sale of corn and plum is a business one can commonly find in every nook and cranny. Some consumers say they have to touch them in order to choose what suits them.
I touch the corn and plum because I like a soft corn. I like nice plum too.
I like to touch my corn before buying it. I want to know if it's strong, if it's soft, if it's hot. Because I, for one, I don't like no cold corn. So it's always preferable I touch my corn in order to know how it is.
Some vendors are uncomfortable when clients insist that they must touch what they want. As customers, we touch so many and end up buying just one corn and plum.
As they are coming, I'm the one selecting the plum because if another customer sees you touching the plum, he will not like to buy. Some people used to complain that they buy plum beside the road. They have running stomach.
I cannot allow anybody to come and touch my corn because I'm the one select the corn. So when somebody wants to come and buy, the person will always stand and point it. I'm the one to choose the corn and put it on the fire and give the person.
The population is advised to be more conscious on the hygienic state of food that is sold on the street. Marie-Claire Ewane for the regional news in Boya.
a worship service to mark the end of a general assembly which grouped Christian children of the Yaoundé parish of the Église Presbyterian Camerounaise Orthodox has taken place in Vogada. The church service was marked by the installation of the new executive members of the Association of Christian Children, who were called upon to be shining examples amongst their peers. Lekiate Gertrude Asongazi of CRTV Centre completes that story.
The General Assembly of the ACE children from the parishes which make up the Yaoundé town of the Église Presbyterian Camerounaise Orthodox was intended to teach the children certain biblical stories and beliefs.
My name is Eman Bita Emirod. I have won the prize of opening Bible, the competition with other paras. I have learned so much things, and I've also learned how to be honored, kind with other people, how to respect my friends like my brothers and sisters, how to respect my parents and other people who are not from my family.
For 3 days, the kids were drilled on the lives of men of God in the Bible, like Moses and Samuel.
I'm a Michelle girl, and I've been monitoring the Sunday school. They had this jumping in the back, they had running race. The takeaway message today that the pastor just gave us is that every Christian has a fight, and our fight is to, like, to keep up.
Officiating at the special adoration service, the pastor exhorted the children to be mothers amongst their peers, as well as congratulated their parents for the spiritual guidance. The highly animated adoration service was also marked by the installation of a new executive of the Association of Christian Children in Epco Yaoundé, as well as the recommitment of Madame Nkaze Marie-Louise to the Epco Church 20 years after having left the house of worship. Lekiate Gertrude Asongazi, Regional News Center.
Onto our discovery page, in the heart of Baku subdivision in the Opankam lies a spiritual and tourist site called Mount Lea. Every year, thousands of people from the West region and beyond come for pilgrimage on this site, which offers a serene atmosphere conducive for meditation. Kelvin Nembo is our guide.
It is much more than just a place of worship, Mount Lea. Towering majestically over the chapel of the eponymous parish of St. Peter and Paul at an altitude of over 600 meters in Baku. For many people, it is a veritable haven of peace and an oasis of spirituality. Father Frederick Njoye, parish priest of St. Peter and Paul, said those who come here will confess that they have full network to connect with the Most High God in all tranquility. As you follow the winding path to the peak of Mount Lea, you are being swept away by the beauty of the landscape. Here, nature reigns supreme. Time seems suspended. Worshippers pray the 14 stations of the cross. Given that thousands converge on the mountain annually, the municipal council has undertaken a series of projects to develop the area. This involves the construction of roads and a municipal hotel at the foot of the mountain to meet the accommodation needs of pilgrims and tourists alike. Mount Lea is located about 1 kilometer from Baku Central Town in the Opankam West region of Cameroon. Kelvin Embo, CRTV News in Bafusam.
And that report brings us to the end of the regional news. But before we go, a reminder of our top stories. Parents are advised to closely monitor their offspring as they go about hawking various items during the long holiday. We took you on a discovery of a spiritual and tourist destination called Mount Lea in the Baku subdivision in the Opankam of the West region. My name is Kelly Eben. Thanks for listening.